The premise of my recent podcast is that we are already in a civil war being waged by the anti-America left. They hate this country. They hate patriots. And they are trying to overrun our country with a land invasion of illegal aliens while taking away our Second Amendment rights to defend ourselves against exactly the kind of violence that's being carried out by illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists across the United States, as well as violent Antifa terrorists. Now, the insane, delusional left tries to say that, no, all the violence is white supremacist. But of course, they're lying. Nearly all the violence is somebody else. It's Antifa. It's the radical Muslim Islamic terrorists that shot up like the gay bar or the gay dance club in Florida, Orlando. Remember that shooting? They shot up the office in San Bernardino. And you get all the violence caused by the illegals, even while you have sanctuary cities releasing hundreds of violent criminal felons because they are illegal aliens. So now illegal aliens who commit murders and rapes are given protected status by the mayors of liberal cities like Seattle and Los Angeles and San Francisco and Portland, for that matter. It's unbelievable what we're dealing with. And on top of that, you've got now the governor of California, Newsom, who should be called Nuisance. He is complicit with Communist China, by the way. His administration has been completely infiltrated by Communist China. Same thing with California's Senator Feinstein. Her office has been run by Chinese intelligence for decades. And Nancy Pelosi's office has also been infiltrated by Communist Chinese intelligence. The entire bureaucracy of California is run by Communist China, and Hollywood has been taken over by Communist China as well, which is why they had to take the Taiwan flag patch off the jacket of the Tom Cruise character in the new movie called Maverick, which is the Top Gun sequel, you know, 30 years later or whatever it is. Now it's produced by a Communist Chinese studio. So they have to take the Taiwan flag off the jacket. I mean, that's how insane it has become. Hollywood is now run by the communists. And the entire California education system has been infiltrated by and is run by communists. Now, part of their push is to try to eliminate the Second Amendment, because when they launch their communist coup attempt, they don't want any American patriots to be able to shoot back. You know, the communist revolutions that have happened throughout history with Joseph Stalin and Chairman Mao in communist China, you know, when the Taiwanese or modern day Taiwanese, they fled China to Taiwan, Chiang Kai-shek, and set up a resistance government there based on freedom and liberty and free market principles and so on. Taiwan is now what I call the Texas of Asia, where mainland China is just a communist regime. Well, those cultural revolutions like that only succeed when the population is disarmed. And so you look at the push of the radical left today to disarm the American public with all these new laws restricting standard capacity magazines in places like New Jersey and California, New York, and even more gun restrictions now in Florida and Washington State and Oregon and so on and Colorado. These are all efforts by bureaucrats that I think we must designate to be enemy combatants, who are waging a criminal civil war in America. And these individuals need to be designated enemy combatants. And we all need to recognize that we are in a civil war. Governor Newsom of California, for example, just signed a new law that will remove President Trump's name from the California ballot in the 2020 elections. I mean, think about that. Think about that. They are trying to deplatform Trump from the ballot. And then when the Democrats steal the election that way, through ballot harvesting and ballot deplatforming, and also by rigging the Electoral College with the National Popular Vote Compact, then they will claim that they won the election fair and square. No, you didn't. You deplatformed Trump from the ballot. Give me a break. Those people should be arrested. They should be tried for treason. Governor Newsom should be arrested, tried for treason. He is a traitor to America. And all of these radical leftists like that, who pull these these criminal agendas like that. Removing Trump from the ballot? Are you serious? Stealing the Electoral College, trying to stack the Supreme Court with five more liberal judges so that you can get a majority again? These are all the ways that leftists cheat. Democrats are cheaters. They are frauds. They are criminals. And they should all be arrested and tried for treason. These people have no right to even be Americans. They should have their passports taken away. They should be locked away. They're not Americans. And their goal is to destroy America from within. Their goal is to overthrow the country. And they are already waging a civil war. So when it comes to gun control, keep in mind that the whole point of the Second Amendment was so that American citizens could defend themselves against tyrannical government. The Second Amendment has never been about hunting. It hasn't been about self-defense. It has been, from day one, not about shooting deer, but about shooting tyrants. It's about defending yourself, your country, your fellow men and women who are citizens, against tyrannical government. Exactly the kind of tyrannical government that Gavin Newsom represents in California. And that's why they're trying to take away the guns in California, because they want to steamroll the population with total tyranny. They want to force toxic vaccines on your children. They want to force you to pay for the free healthcare for illegals. They want to demonize you for being a white person or demonize you for being a Christian. They want to take away your guns so you can't defend yourself when the communists of California are unleashed and go door to door, mass executing everybody who isn't a, you know, full-blown libtard Democrat. Believe me, that day's coming. That's what they're trying to do. They want to murder everybody who doesn't agree with them. That's what Democrats are. And sadly, that has infected now Democrats at the highest levels of government. Gavin Newsom is a libtard and a traitor. And again, he should be arrested, but the people of California need to keep their guns. And most importantly, the people of California need to designate all the gun control people, like Gavin Newsom, as enemy combatants. Because a day is going to come when the civil war begins. And it will probably be started by Antifa, radical leftists trying to carry out acts of extreme violence, perhaps in the days immediately following the 2020 election when Trump wins re-election. Civil war will begin. When the civil war begins, understand that the American citizens must rise up and defend their nation against the communist influx that is trying to destroy it. And when that day comes, the founding fathers of America have already granted you permission to take up arms and to deploy those arms to defend your nation against domestic enemies and those who are trying to destroy it, which of course include the communists and include enemy combatants and everybody who is, you know, trying to overrun our border with an invasion, an actual military age invasion of illegals and so on. So you don't need to wait for permission from Washington, D.C. or President Trump. You don't need to wait for anybody. Once the Civil War begins, you have already been granted the right, the permission, the God-given right to defend your nation. And in order to do that, you're going to need your Second Amendment rights. And that's exactly why people like Newsom are trying to take them away. They have no right to exist in a free society when they do not abide by the rules of civil society. Gavin Newsom and all these left-wing radical Democrats, they don't understand freedom. They are all, without exception, authoritarian tyrants. They all want to roll out complete tyranny. They will silence you and censor you, as we've seen with the tech giants. They will deplatform you from elections if they don't like you. This is like old Soviet Union. This is like old Stasi stuff and the secret police of the Soviets. This is where they would just murder their political enemies or silence their political enemies, imprison them, take them off the ballot, anything that it took to be able to win the election by, you know, by fraud, by rigging it. And that's the way Democrats have always operated because they are radical, lawless leftists. And the Democrats in California today are the same mindset as Stalinists in the 1950s or earlier. 1940s, 1930s, they have the same mindset as the Maoists in the 1940s and 1950s. They have the same mindset as Chavez and the communists who destroyed Venezuela and took a first world nation and completely destroyed it, gutted it, to where people who have PhDs are dumpster diving for food. I mean, that's what Democrats do to society. And if you let them take away your guns, they're going to destroy your city, your community, your state, your nation. You don't let them take away your guns. At some point, we the people have to rise up and defend our nation against the enemies who are trying to destroy it. And days are coming, opportunities are coming to do that. All I ask is that you hold the peace as long as possible. Do not initiate violence against anyone. But once the radical left starts the violence, it is your job to end it, and to end it quickly, and to know the difference between a patriot and an enemy combatant, and deal with them appropriately, you know, as circumstances may dictate. But follow the law. And if you are living in a lawless state, move out to another state. Or if your state has an illegitimate government like California, then take the steps that you need to follow the higher law. The Second Amendment, the Constitution, is a higher law than the state of California. If California says you can't own an AR-15, that is illegitimate. You absolutely can own an AR-15 according to the Second Amendment, because it describes, of course, you know, all the papers of the Founding Fathers. They talked about the citizens owning the weapons that are in common use by the military of that day. And AR-15s are not even as powerful as the M-16s or the M-4s in the military. And yet, they want to take away your AR-15s too. Every citizen in America has a constitutional right to own and even to carry an AR-15. And for the record, any governor, any legislature, any politician who opposes that right is, by definition, designated an enemy combatant in a civil war against America, and they must be stopped. Read my website for more details and to stay informed. Civilwar.news is one of them. And you can also read newstarget.com. Pray for America. Follow the law. Do not initiate violence, but be ready to stop it. And be prepared, because there's some crazy stuff coming. You're going to need to defend your nation, because the Democrats cannot be reasoned with. They do not follow any law. They are frauds. They are criminals. They are crooks. They are Satanists, even. They're evil. And they will stop at nothing to murder their political opponents and to steamroll their way across the country and shoot you and dump you in a ditch, because that's what communist revolutions have always involved. So if you don't want to be dead and dumped in a ditch, defend your Second Amendment right and be ready to defend your nation. Thank you for listening. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health, and it's clean.